House of the Dragon is finally done for season one. All 10 episodes I have watched, and I wanted to do a review episode. But first of all, let me just say I am not an expert and I am not a super fan. I am a fan, but I'm not going to be as in-depth as, let's say, heavy spoilers or think story. I'm just going to give my overall impression, what I liked and what I didn't like. So, in order to talk about House of the Dragon, I have to talk about Game of Thrones. So, I was late to the game. I had people in my life that were talking about Game of Thrones, but I'm a little bit rebellious. If everyone is telling me to watch something, I'm probably not going to watch it. And this has come from years of being disappointed with what people were saying to watch. But in 2014, I believe, I just felt compelled to watch. And I believe I started with season three because season four hadn't started yet in 2014. And I think I watched one episode and I was like, whoa, this is really good. So I stopped and I binged all of season one and season two. And then I watched all of season three. And by the time I was done with season three, season four was coming out. It was so amazing. I still remember like staying up until 3, 4 a.m. just watching it because I was so enthralled. And the characters that imprinted upon my heart were not the ones that a lot of other people liked. But the moment I saw Arya, she was my favorite character. And then Bran was my second favorite. And as things continued, Jon Snow became the standout for me. I still prefer Arya. She's still my favorite. But Jon Snow is now second place. And Bran is third. I didn't really care about Daenerys, which I know is really weird for a lot of people. I was actually happy when she was killed in the final season. Spoiler alert if you haven't. I know I'm saying it too late. You're supposed to say it before. But if you're watching or rather listening to this, then you know there's going to be spoilers if you haven't watched it yet. But yeah, I never cared about Daenerys. I never cared about Cersei, really. I loved Peter Baelish, one of my favorite villains ever. Varys loved him as well. Like some of the secondary characters, I was like, ah, oh, so amazing. Ygritte loved her character. I'm just thinking back on all the amazing moments where I fully felt pulled into that fantasy, and that's so rare to have something so well written that it consumes you and pulls you in. But I was not really happy with the final season, like a lot of people. I didn't understand why they were hiding in the crypt. And I don't read reviews of things before I watch. I watch and I make up my own mind, and then I might read reviews months or years later. But I watch the reviews pretty soon after watching the finale. I knew that they were going to bring, like, the Night King was going to bring the ancient Starks that were buried in the crypt alive. I thought that was obvious, so I didn't get why they were hiding there. I thought that was really poor writing. I also didn't understand why the ice dragon could melt the entire ice wall, but then couldn't blast away the little rock that Jon Snow was hiding behind. So there were a lot of inconsistencies, and I do think it was rushed, but I never wanted Jon Snow to sit the Iron Throne. I think he is more interesting if he's not there. And that's why I'm looking forward to the sequel. I heard that he brought in, like, Kit Harington brought in his own writers and really pushed to have more control over the storytelling. Because if you look at the actors talking about the final season, a lot of them are embarrassed. A lot of them are like, they didn't like it. And I think that it was justified. And I love when people care so much about what they were a part of that they don't want anyone else to ruin it. So I want to see Arya and how the rest of her story goes. I did read online that Arya and Jon Snow are supposed to get together later on. I was like, what? But that's what I always thought was going to happen. So we'll see what actually happens. I just hope they get more into the gods, the witches, the dragons, prophecies, the children of the forest. It's too boring when it's only about politics. And that leads me to House of the Dragon. It was too royal. It was too much about who wants this, who wants that, who wants that. It was too much about the politics of Westeros, not enough about the magic. It didn't feel like a fantasy. It felt like I was watching ancient UK, you know, and there was just one prophecy in there. So the first couple of episodes I actually did like because the characters were really good. There was no person that really truly stood out to me. I did like the actress that played Rhaenyra. I think her name's Millie. I'm not exactly sure. And I really think they should have just made her look older. Because she was just brilliant. I'm not upset with the older adult Rhaenyra because she did a great job as well. But I really wish they had done some flashbacks or something because I missed her in every episode where she wasn't in it. And that I didn't have that experience for any other character but hers. And I think it's just because she's pleasant to watch. She was very interesting. And anyway, that casting was brilliant. And the other actors and actresses did a great job. But I felt like the series took too long to die. I felt like a crazy person. And I was concerned about what my roommates might think of me. Because I was literally being like, die! Die! And he just would not die. I do think his speech of love before he died was beautiful. I just think it should have come a whole episode before it came. And I feel like the cliffhanger for season 10 wasn't strong enough. I think what would have been better was them actually starting to go to war and then the cliffhanger. I'm not really in a place where I think I'm such an amazing screenplay writer that I could have done better, but I hate watching shows where I feel like they drag and stretch things out just to fill up a season. And the time jumping was jarring. I think that we could have spent more time with Rhaenyra, younger Rhaenyra's rebellious energy or attitude and made it more about maybe her having a dream or her talking to a witch. Like, she's boring. All I got was like a spoiled brat. We've seen so many shows where there's a spoiled brat princess. There just wasn't enough lore, there wasn't enough magic for me to really get pulled into it. But also, after they did the time jump, everyone was older. And the kids, we barely got into anything about them. Again, Game of Thrones, I loved watching these kids grow up. Bran was so young, Arya was so young. But that beautiful story arc of watching them grow up on TV, wouldn't trade it for the world. So I didn't really care about the kids. When there was that brawl and Aemon got his eye skewered, I felt like I did lose myself in that. I got pulled into the story. My heart was racing. My breathing was getting quick, and I completely was pulled into that because I was scared for these little babies beating up each other. But there wasn't enough of their relationship, not enough of their story for me to really care when Luke died. And the actor that plays, I think Jesarius, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, I don't think he's really good. And I'm not trying to be mean at all, but his facial expressions are predictable. They look childish rather than a seasoned actor, which, of course, he's young. He's still learning and growing, but I felt like he was boring to watch. However, Eamon, adult Eamon, is brilliant. He is a great actor. At least I feel like he's really conveying. Damon is okay. I did hear that Joe Rogan didn't like Viserys, but I thought Viserys was amazing. He was meant to show how power is in love and how his so-called weaknesses were actually his strength. He had to endure this horrible disease for years and still rule and still love. So Damon called him weak, but Damon would have killed himself if he had had the same illness. Just like all those other people were like taking themselves out. So in that regard, Viserys is stronger than Damon. I don't like Damon, the character, because he's squirrely, he's abusive, but the actor that's playing him, I think he's doing a brilliant job. And I like to have characters that I dislike, such as King Joffrey, such as Peter Baelish. It's good to have characters that tug on your heartstrings because you want them to do better, but they don't do better. So basically, I'm looking forward to season two, but I just felt a little bit bored with season one. I know they're building the world, but really, season one of Game of Thrones, it was just... The first episode was just so brilliant. I feel like the writers are trying to pull people into the world by the clothes, the surroundings. But I really want it to feel like fantasy, and it didn't really feel like fantasy. Only the dragons made it feel like fantasy. But anyway, let's say I'm doing a rating of 5 stars. How much would I give it? 3.9. And it's because it's just not giving me what I want. I just feel like they could have put more into it, but I know it's expensive already, and I know that they're still world building, but I just don't care if they never make season two. I would be fine. Whereas I'm still upset about the OA not having season three, and since 8 being canceled, and just having that movie to end it off, still mad about that. But if HBO was like, oh no, we're not doing it, I would be like, oh well. And I would be hyper-focused on the sequel of Jon Snow. So is that just me? Am I just jaded? Because Game of Thrones came out when I was a lot younger, you know? Am I just so burned out by watching so many shows that nothing really satisfies me anymore? I don't know. There's literally barely anything that I want to watch. I watched The Handmaid's Tale because that just pulls me in. Basically, I watch shows to really have a bit of escapism. And if I don't feel like I lose myself in the lore, then I don't feel like it's a really good show. So yeah, I'm bored. And that's why I continue to write, because I want to have some of my stories on the screen. The world is changing. Streaming and gaming will merge. And I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to us being the gatekeepers that allow certain shows and stories to be made. It won't be in the next 20 years, it won't be some exec who gets to veto or approve something. It'll be the masses. We will get to decide what is made and what is not made. Because it's ridiculous that it's ridiculous from my point of view that my viewership is dictated by some old person in an office somewhere. They get to be like yes or no. And some of the things that they said no to are just so brilliant. Like Stranger Things, the writers, the Duffer. Oh God, I have to Google it. They had so many people turn them down. I'm trying to find their names. Duffer. It's the Duffer brothers. I heard The Rock say that they kept saying no about Black Adam. And then, oh God, I always forget names. He's from Whose Line Is It Anyway? I'm going to Google it because I don't remember names. Wayne Brady said that he had an idea of writing a sitcom or a story based around his life where an ex-wife gets married and he becomes best friends with the new husband and they adopt a child together and they're raising the child, all three of them. It's brilliant. And I don't understand why they said no. So I want to be in charge of dictating what I consume and what I don't consume. And the only way we're going to get to that is by surpassing streaming services and having these organizations that dictate it. And we move more into things like YouTube, things like Patreon, and things like gaming and Twitch, where the viewers get to pay. And all of that goes into giving enough revenue to make whatever it is, and then they consume it. Think of all of the crowdfunding. That's where we're going. And I think that eventually we're going to have the same show made by 5 different people, meaning House of the Dragon. There will be 5 different departments, production companies that create the same story, but in their own way. And that is what I'm really, truly looking forward. I would love to see Game of Thrones, the final season remade by different people. And I think that's only going to happen with technology because you can't hire an actor or actress to do all of it. So it'd have to be CGI. But that's interesting to me. That's fascinating. So anyway, I could go on rambling about what I think the future holds. So do I recommend House of the Dragon? Yes, I would say to still watch it. Am I hoping that season 2 is better? Yes. Do I think it will be better as far as like giving me what I really want? No. But I will still watch and I will probably still enjoy it enough to watch season 3. But I'm truly looking forward to the sequel that follows Jon Snow. Okay, that's it. I don't have any other thoughts. Let me know yours.